Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
Today is our encounter service. And for those of you who have not been here before, we're all about encountering the Lord every time we want. Every time we meet Sunday of the month, we intentionally practice and demonstrate the equipping of the kingdom. And every son and daughter is invited to participate in the Father's business. It's a family business. And he is all about us participating with expectation. So before we go after healing this morning, I want to share with you just a little bit of what I saw during worship. Some of you are really, really hungry. Some of you have been contending for a really long time. Some of you have had your face in the carpet, in the dirt, crying out to the Lord for the more. And he says, you got it. You got it. Because you're hungry. Because you're hungry. And you have died to everything of yourself. Morning. Some dangerous words. They make you dangerous. But they're dangerous because you're saying, God, refine me, purify me. Let the fire come. Anybody walking through fire? Anybody been through some fire lately? Anybody going through some fire? Anybody been through some fire? Come on, we've all been there. We all know it. Are you willing to enter in on your own volition, not waiting for it to just happen, but to pursue the fire, the purifying, the refining? Because there's always a test, and the test is always about an upgrade. The test is always about an upgrade. A test doesn't come so that you'll fail. A test comes so that you'll pass and you'll move on to the next level. I felt that. To the next level. There's an invitation to the next level for you today. The next level. What does that look like for you? For some of you, it means actually opening your Bible more consistently. The prophet hat has just come on. Okay? I'm serious. Some of you need to open your Bible more. You know, I actually believe we were talking about church. I don't remember how we were talking about it, where we were talking about it, but, you know, we had Thanksgiving, so people were over. So we were talking about Sunday school, how the church doesn't do Sunday school often anymore. What was the purpose? To know the word. To know the word. Line by line, precept upon precept. To know it, to chew it up, to eat it, to spit it out, to share it. To chew it up again and again and again and again till we know the word. Some of you need to just know how to rest better. Over yet? Some of y'all are staring into space like waiting for something to happen when he's right there in front of you, looking at you, going, I'm right here. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you feel me? My heart was going into multiple different places during worship this morning because I kept seeing where all the different ones are at and where you're at. Please hear my heart. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. But there is a very intense invitation to come up higher and to hunger for more. There is no such thing as complacent Christianity anymore. Do you get that? Do you get what's happening around the world right now? Do you understand? Have you been watching? Because the church has been asleep. It's been comfortable in our little bubble. We're not just supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be speaking. Now the whole world has woken up to something. What have you woken up to? That is my challenge for you this morning. because I can see multiple levels of places where everyone is at in the room right now. And my heart was shifting because I was asking, Father, what are you doing? We're crying out for the fire to come. And some of you are like, I don't know if I want more fire. I could feel it. My heart was grieving. And some of you, I could feel on the other side, were like, yes, God, more fire. I'll put myself on the altar. If I got to die, then send me where I got to go because I belong in the darkest places. I felt that call in someone's heart. And I felt on the other side, people. Still waking up. You're still waking up this morning. Because we're here at church. I love you. But the Father's like, what are you singing about? Do you really mean it? Come like a fire, like a wind. Can you even contain it? Are you really ready? That's what I was hearing in my heart. And I was wrestling with the Lord because I'm like, God, I don't want to be judgmental, Jesus. Don't let me see some of that stuff. Like, I don't want to see or feel some of that. But he's like, but this is what's going on in the room, Cindy. This is where my people are at. You're crying for winds of change. You're crying for the fire to come. You're saying, God, do it again. We're hungry for revival. And some people are like, what in the world would it look like? Do we believe for it? Do we really believe for it? Some of us have seen it. Have you seen it? Have you seen God? Let's remember for just a moment, because this is how we go to the next level. We remember the Lord our God who brought us out of Egypt, who brought us out of slavery. That's how we go to the next level. We remember the Lord. We remember what he did before. I've seen crazy things happen. Have you seen crazy things happen? I've seen crazy things happen. We testify to them all the time, and especially on this Sunday, because when we are contending for encounter, and you guys are the hands and the feet and the mouth, you're the prayer team. Do you want to see miracles? Do you want to see? I mean, we had Joanna here last weekend, and she's like stirring up faith in the room, stirring up revival. Come after it. And that's all good. We're going after it. But you know what I also saw? I saw you had faith for her to touch you, but nobody else. I saw it. Again, please hear my heart. I love you. Okay? I'm sorry. Prophet hats on. Okay? Not pastor. I never declared to be a pastor. So please hear my heart. There is an invitation this morning to come up higher, to go further. Come on, there's no shame. There's no condemnation in Christ. But he's like, come on. I got sent off on a mission trip to go and contend under a ministry that was seeing all kinds of miracle signs and wonders. I was like, I read about it. I read it about in my Bible. I read about it in books. And like, God, why isn't it happening like this anymore? I want to see. So I went, and guess what? I saw. Why? Because the people were hungry and they were desperate. Because they were hungry and they were desperate for God. Are you hungry and you desperate for him? We got to stop getting comfortable. Some of us are even comfortable with our pains and our aches because we've had them for so long. We just get used to them. If you guys need a healing this morning, today is the day to get healed. Any day's a good day, right? Why not today? Okay? We're not the healer. We know we're not. So we don't have to apologize for it, and we also don't take the credit for it. But we contend for it, and we believe for it with childlike faith. There is an invitation to more. Some of you have voices and you don't use them. Not like you should. Do you know that the average church size in America is 100 people? How many followers you got on Instagram? On Facebook? On your social media? How many neighbors do you have that live around you in a mile block radius? Come on, you guys. He's stirring us up for more. He's stirring us up for more. We are the church. We are the church. We are the ones the world is hungry for. They're looking. They're desperate. They're hungry. And the supernatural is coming from lots of other places. It should be coming from us. It should be coming through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name and the glory of Jesus. He's inviting us into more, you guys. If there's anything that you get from what I just said in the last few minutes, I'm praying. If I'm hungry, then I'm going to go after whatever. I'll take whatever. I'm going to go after whatever because I'm hungry. I'll eat whatever because I'm hungry. We need to get hungry again. Hunger is the key. Repentance is a key. We talked about keys last weekend with Joanna for the next level. But I heard it in the Father's heart today. We sang some amazing, powerful songs. But refining in the fire, take me to the next level, God, to the next level. What does that look like? Help me to burn for a passion for your name. What does that look like when our hearts are heavy or our hearts are guarded or we got to have breakthrough here? So I'm going to pray right now just for those that I feel in the room whose hearts need a touch from the Lord. Inner healing is an absolute priority in the heart of the Father, because it's out of your heart that the mouth speaks. It's out of the heart that you live. So, Father, I ask right now that the Holy Lord, that you would reveal any place, God, that is a hindrance in any way, any thorn, God, any place of unforgiveness that needs to be released. God, I ask that you bring those faces to our mind right now. And we give them to you, Jesus. And we pray for them. And we speak a blessing over them, God. Because they clearly need you, Jesus. Just as I need you, Jesus. We forgive and we release, God. In any place of heaviness, we release it to you. We drop it like a weight at your feet. We thank you, God. And we drink of your love, Abba, Father, to heal every place that has felt empty or in lack. Because in you, we have everything that we need. Thank you for your love, God. And we lean into thankfulness and gratitude, sincere gratitude. We're so thankful. We're so thankful, God. Everything we are and everything we have is because of you, Jesus. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for every little thing. We thank you, Lord. And God, I thank you that faith as small as a mustard seed is all that's required. But Lord, I want that faith to grow. So Lord, I pray that our faith right now will grow. Father, I ask that you release hunger in the room. We want to see. We want to hear. We want to know. We want to do, we want to partner with you, God, for the more. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Lord, I ask right now that every distraction that's in the room right now must be quiet, cease, and desist. Holy Spirit, we ask for you to come right now and move among your people. Lord, we ask for the angelic hosts of heaven to come right now. Lord, I ask for the healing angels to be released. Whoa, right now. And I thank you, God, there are angels in the room that are releasing gifts of ministry. There are plural gifts of healing. Plural, there are many gifts that have already been given to you, and there are more to be unlocked. So we thank you, God, that you're a giver of great gifts. And it's through Holy Spirit that we do all things. For your glory, Jesus. We thank you. Amen. Amen. Now, if you need a physical healing, I want you to stand up if you can. Stand up. Stand up if you need a healing. Now, when people hear that, I don't know if you hear, like, my pain has to be, like, at a certain level. It doesn't. It can be. But I want you to just check your body. But how many of you need a healing? How many of you want a healing? Okay. Some of you are still settling for less than what God has for you. So just ask him right now. Some of you are settling for less. I feel it. I mean, Jesus is here in the room. All right. He won't force you. Thank you. All right, now everybody else, I want you to gather around those that are standing up. And we're going to ask what it is that they need healing for. Let's be brief, to the point. This is what I want gone. This is what I want healed. And we're going to pray simple four-year-old prayers. Pain go. Be healed in Jesus' name. Ask where it came from, how it happened, what needs to go. Go ahead and pray now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We command all pain to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tinnitus must go right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pain in the heel must go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All back pain go right now. Every spirit of infirmity must leave right now in Jesus' name. All inflammation go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We speak strength to the back. Thank you, Lord. Spine, come into alignment right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We plead and release the blood of Jesus and the power of the testimony of many healed before. Thank you, God. I remember when knee pain left. I remember when jaw pain left. We thank you, God. Go now in Jesus' name. I remember when a leg needed to grow out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Cataracts, go now in Jesus' name. Ears, open now. Eyes, open now. Thank you, Lord. 2020 vision. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Test it out. Make sure you test it out. If you've already prayed a little bit, go ahead and test it out. See if the pain level has moved. If there's any way that you couldn't have done something before, go ahead and try it out again. If you feel God moving or if there's been a shift, I want you to wave your hand at me. If you feel pain leaving or if you feel some healing, just wave at me. Thank you, Lord. We contend. We contend. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. If you're having women, if you're having issues with the womb, any issue there, whether you're wanting to have a baby, give birth to a baby, if there's endometriosis, anything like that that's going on, we pray right now, God, for complete and total healing and restoration. And we speak life and refreshment in the womb. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, the author of life. Restore, restore. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we have a healing. Wave your hand at me if you've been touched, if you have a healing. We clap when there's a healing and something is moved, pain is lifted. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you, God. Yes. Give him a clap offering if you've been healed. Give him a clap offering if you've been healed. If you've been touched, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We can always pray again. Pray again. If it hasn't moved or shifted, you can continue to pray again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have a testimony they want to share? Come right up here to me while we're still praying. Anybody have a testimony they want to share? Testimony? Okay. So what was the issue that you needed healing for?
Well, on Friday, actually, I ran into them when we were going to take pictures at the tree lighting, and little did I know that a little German Shepherd puppy was going to walk me right into them, and they were going to, they basically commented because I broke my foot before, and it caused an uneven hip, and then I got stress fractures in my spine, so they all prayed for that to heal, and at the end of it, they invited me here. And I've never really found a church before that I actually felt comfortable in, but this one feels like home.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And how's your leg?
Perfectly fine now. I'm walking nice and good.
And it was your foot?
Yeah, I shattered my foot and walked on it for 4 months thinking that it wasn't broken. Okay. And then, yeah, I just kind of lived with it.
What happened today, though?
I've been experiencing chest pain for a little while and, like, all through my ribs, like, probably years. And just like you said, we just ignore it and get used to it. Mm-hmm. And now it's actually just going away.
That's so good. Thank you, Lord. Tell me your name. Nate, thank you. Yes, stretch out your hand for Nate. God, we thank you, God, that you've marked Nate. You brought him here today. You marked him for a reason, Lord, so we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the healing, body, soul, spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he has found home. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's good. Anybody else have a testimony, healing testimony they want to come up and share? I shouldn't say if you want to come up and share. Anybody got a testimony they need to share to give God the glory and let people know what happened? She's dancing. All right.
I hadn't been able
What was going on?
I hadn't been able to wear hardly any shoes because both of my toes, one from an accident and the other one for I don't know what reason. And every shoe that I wear is like I'm doing this, so... But I thought it'd go away, and it never went away. I never prayed for it, really, realistically. So today I just said, okay, I'm going to pray for it. I'm going to ask for it. And that's the thing I'm trying to get through is asking for things for the Lord instead of, Lord, you know what I need, you know. And so that's, in one sense, it's a breakthrough. And as B was praying, it was like I had prayed. I'm just starting here, and so I prayed requesting restoration between my kids and me, and just out of the blue, she just instead of well, she prayed for my toes, and then she brought that up, and I was like, I know that sounded bad, but it's like the Lord put that in her heart to pray for that, which made me know that God is working in my kid's life right now.
That's so good. He cares about our toes. And he also cares about our relationships, right? He cares about everything. And did you catch it? I love what you said. I love what she said because that's what I was talking about. She's one of the ones I was talking about where we're settling for less than what we deserve and what God paid for, okay? right? And what we should be walking in. And so we can't settle for less anymore and just stuff that we get used to because it's just been there for so long. It's easy to get disappointed sometimes. And if you were prayed for and healing didn't happen today, do not get into disappointment. Disappointment is disappointing God from the throne as if he is still not God. Okay, so you have to keep reappointing him, but you are God and you are healer and you're doing something, and it may not be today or this minute, but it might be tomorrow and it might be in 2 hours and it might be next week, but I'm just going to keep contending until my breakthrough comes, because that's what we do. That's how we exercise that little muscle of faith. We just keep contending. We keep contending. It can be years before. Chris's shoulder didn't get healed for 12 years. When we prayed for healing for his shoulder and God healed his shoulder over time, about a few hours, he did some push-ups. He couldn't do more than 10 push-ups before when he had torn his rotator cuff playing baseball. And it was hurt pretty bad. I'll let him tell the story some other day, but just in a brief, my short version, he started doing push-ups and he couldn't do more than 10 push-ups and he kept doing push-ups and he kept doing push-ups. And then he went out in the backyard in the house and started humming a baseball up against the brick wall, you know, and it still wasn't hurting. He'd been healed the next day. It's still, you know, now he doesn't have a bionic arm now. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but the point is healing happened, okay? And we have to keep contending for our healing. And sometimes when we get healed, though, too, I've got to say this, when we get a healing, we need to soak in that healing and to feel it and to remember it and to know it. And it's not adrenaline. It's not just an emotional high. It's not just an experience in the moment. Your faith has to be exercised in that moment to say, this is what freedom looks like right now. I can do this. I can do something I can do. This is what my wholeness looks and feels like. So you need to kind of soak in it for an extra minute, because now you got to retrain your brain to go, this is my new normal. This is my new normal. This is wholeness. This is my new normal, because the enemy's going to want to come and tap you on the shoulder, and pain might try to come in that same spot again. And you're going to be like, I wasn't really healed. And then you just opened up the door, lack of faith, for him to come right back in. Okay? So remember that. We want to keep our healing. We don't want to get a healing. We want to keep it. So we keep contending. So when it tries to come on, you go, no, you weren't there a second ago when we prayed. You weren't there before. You don't get to come back. No. So you have to exercise your authority to maintain your healing, not just to contend for it. Does that make sense? Wholeness is the children's bread. Amen? Amen. Prophetic team, go ahead and come on up. Yes.
So Cindy brought it up, so I'm gonna add to it, because the Lord said someone needs to hear this right now. So we'd prayed over this shoulder, two surgeries, blown it out, nothing was happening, always injured, couldn't do what I wanted to do on it physically. And 12 years later, at a Bethel conference, God touches it through her hands, and then it's healed. And I tried to break it. I tried to, you know what, Lord, I don't believe this. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to take that baseball and I'm going to hum it. And I just burnt. I was like, it's going to hurt tomorrow. It's going to hurt tomorrow. And I woke up the next day and nothing. And when I said, Lord, here was the big thing. When I said, Lord, why 12 years? Why now? Why in this season now, when I've stopped kind of caring about it and wondering if it's ever going to happen? He goes, because for one, you always prayed over it because you were wanting your physicality back. You wanted to do this. You wanted this. You wanted that. I'm healing it for such a time as this, because tomorrow night, this was the night after they got healed, you're going to go into your martial arts class that you instruct in front of 30 people. You're going to do 50 push-ups in front of these people, and they're going to say, Sifu Hatcher, which is Instructor Hatcher, how are you able to do that? And you're going to tell them, because I love you so much that I healed you. And that happened, and that's the story I'll have to tell later, because it led to healings all over the place. So sometimes you may wonder why God is not doing it now, because we're a society of needing it now. Even sometimes we don't realize that, but God may be saying, for such a time as this. So do not stop contending for your healing, whatever that may be, because you never know who God is going to touch around you through that healing, that they need to see the power of God, and they need to feel your expression of that love that he has for you through that healing. Amen? Amen.
That's good, honey. Thank you. As the prophetic team go ahead and come up, as they're coming up, I want us to go ahead and take a moment to pray over Vanessa Terpening. She had her baby at 2:34 this morning. They had to take it via C-section because she was preeclampsic she had preeclampsia and eclampsia and stuff. And so mom and baby are doing fine. The baby is in the NICU right now, but we still need to pray and contend for complete and total healing of Vanessa's liver, kidneys, different things that were going on there, high blood pressure, those kinds of things, but then also the baby. I don't know exactly how much she weighed, but 34, little under 34 weeks, along. So we want lungs and everything. 4 pounds? Okay, 4 pounds. And so we want to contend to pray for her. And so let's just take a moment right now. Father, we thank you, God, that you are the author of life, that you've spoken life, and you said it was good, God. So we thank you right now for little Nariah Jalen. We thank you for her, and we speak life over her body right now, God. We speak your breath in her lungs, that her lungs would be fully formed in Jesus' name, that every ounce of her, God, would be formed perfectly by you and would come into total, complete healing, that there'd be strength, that her spirit would be strong right now. We speak to her spirit to be strong and mighty in Jesus. And so we thank you for her. We thank you for the life that you've spoken. And we ask for her recovery to be miraculous, God, to make the doctors scratch their heads and think of you, Jesus, because you'll be the only answer and the only reason. And we pray that also for Vanessa. God, we thank you for her life. We thank you for keeping her, God, for blessing her with this miracle baby in the first place, God. And I ask that right now you release healing into her body completely, that her kidneys, that her liver, that everything would be restored to wholeness, God. We thank you for the champion that she is, God, in you. And we thank you that her spirit is strong and mighty. We thank you for them and their family. We thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, give them a... Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to take some time and we're going to do some prophetic ministry. And this is new to you. We have got a lot of new faces in the room. So just in case you've never seen this or had this happen before, we believe in all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we believe that they're all for today, because I don't know why he would stop at any point in time. And he's not he doesn't give gifts and then take them back. Okay. He gives them and he gives them more, and he takes us from glory to glory. And so he asks us to hunger for them. Paul even said, eagerly seek all of the gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Why? Because when we can hear the heart of the Father, know his heart, not only for us, but for other people, and to speak what he is saying to other people. So we're going to speak into identity, who and what's going on right now in your life, and also what may be coming in the future. It's not always foretelling. Sometimes it's forthtelling, which means that as we speak it, it is being done. It is being created. It is opening up an invitation into you. So for example, if I say, hey, I see that you're an artist and I see you painting, and you're like, you got it wrong. That's okay, because that would be a word of knowledge, factual information that I should not know about you if it were true. And if it's not true, it doesn't mean that you're literally an artist necessarily. It may be another explanation, another revelation that he's going to bring to you, like an artist's creativity. It may be a symbol. So please don't just flush everything. I would rather say, hold it, put it on a shelf. Let it sit for a little bit, okay? If that is something that you're wondering, God, is this you? You're the one who's going to judge and test the word. It's got to identify with the character of God, the word of God, and it has to be right in your spirit. So most of the time, prophetic words will actually be things that God's already done and said to you anyway. They're confirmations, okay? But it is also an invitation into more. And I'm going to encourage you guys, don't just receive the word and hear it today, but if you get a word, take it. They're all being recorded, okay? Go back and listen to it again. Write it down. Take notes. Pray through it. Some of you guys aren't getting more words because you haven't done anything with the ones that God's already given you. Okay? Some of you are getting the words 2 and 3 and 4 times because you haven't quite walked in and accepted and aligned yourself with the words that were already given to you before too. So he has to tell you through 2 or 3 times to kind of be like, did you get it? Are you getting it? Do you want it? So it's an invitation into more as well there. So I'm going to encourage you guys, if you're not called on, okay, don't get disappointed, but grab the word. Okay, grab it. If it resonates in your spirit, I want that. He's no respecter of persons. Just pray and ask, okay? So take what we're offering and releasing. Remember, we're all practicing up here. We're all practicing. None of us are experts, okay? We all know in part and we prophesy in part, which is why we'll have two or three people or so prophesy over a single person. Sometimes we'll get a different revelation. Sometimes it's a different interpretation of the revelation that was given. Does that make sense? All right, team, you ready? Have a word.
So I have a lot of different people here on the second row, all of them, but I'm going to go one by one. So first, I have a word for Priscilla. And earlier, we was just greeting and hugging. And I felt like I saw Jesus, you know, when he was on the crucifixion and he has that crown of thorn. I felt like that's the moment. I'm not prophesying this over you, but I know some things about your life, that you're in that moment. And you are looking with Jesus' eyes and declaring that, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. And I feel like God is giving you that strength and resilience and true love that Jesus had for all humanity. And that he's really strengthening you in this season. And he's going to set you free from any anxiety or fear and just greatness to be able to walk in that authority. And God is affirming you and doing just amazing work. And I just can't express what an amazing moment that you are in. Anybody else?
I can add to that. I feel that God is stirring up in you a compassion for the lost. He's bubbling up in you more hunger to pray for those people that are lost, that are still out in the darkness and have never heard about him. I don't know what that means in your life or how that looks, but I think that he's stirring that up and he's asking you to join him in stirring that up.
I feel like you're actually in an Esther season. You're in an Esther season where he's taking you into the secret place and he's been wooing you. And it's that time of intimacy with him, the fragrant oils, the lotions, the massages, the perfuming, like all the things to make yourself ready. But it's really about teaching you how to rest and enter into the secret place with him. And it's going to take, there's a season, like Esther went through a season, so I'm going to say that. So it's like a full season. And so I know in the word it was 6 months of one thing and 6 months of another. So I feel like the Lord's actually saying it's like two separate seasons or two things that he's doing, but it's one season. It was one set apart time to do two separate things that he was doing in her. So I feel like that's really significant, and you'll probably know what that means, but there's two things that he's really specifically working on with you. And remember the end of the story. Remember the favor of God. The favor of God that's extended to her, up to half my kingdom, what do you want? Right? So thank you, Lord.
So in the experience and moment that Jesus was on the crucifixion, you know that he was accused of so many different things, demoniac and all these things, but God will vindicate you. He's going to vindicate you and he's going to raise you up. And I just see that. So strength to you.
And I'll share with you what the scripture says, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, you will condemn. And so we just thank you, Lord, for your word, that it never returns void. And what you've begun in her, you're faithful to complete till the day of redemption. That he will guide your footsteps to the direction that you're needing to go, and that you will never stray from it. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to get you to stand up. If you know you're an ancient one, I know you know, stand up, because this word's for every ancient one. Yes. Okay, if you know you're an ancient one, I'm going to describe what I saw this morning and describe what God's telling me, because it's really cool. I just had these huge trees, huge ancient trees up here. And he said, he showed me the finger of God is writing on those trees, and he's writing Psalm 91. So y'all need to read Psalm 91, because this is your covering this season, and you guys are going to rise. The ancient ones are rising up. You're going to rise up, and nothing's going to stop you.
Yes, and I'm praying a hedge of protection around you, that you guard your heart against anything that is trying to usurp what the Lord is telling you. So I pray a hedge of protection around you, the blood of Christ.
Let's prophesy and not just pray, okay? So prophetic words.
Sitting right next to you, what's your name? Molly. Going along with the whole tree thing, I saw you as a giant oak, and the taproot was going very, very, very deep, and it was tapping into the Holy Spirit, the stream of life. And a lot of acorns have fallen off of you and become little trees, and you're the mother of many, and I don't know how that, you know, how that looks, but what that means is that the Lord has used you to touch the lives of many, and he loves your heart. He loves the passion that you have, and he's inviting you into more.
Okay, and I saw that you have reached, you have a far-reaching reach. There are specific things that God has placed within your heart, and just like the big, large trees, they reach out far and wide. And so God has given you everything that you need. It's already there. It's not waiting to be done. There's not more that needs to be placed in. You need to rise up, and you need to raise up and realize that when you're reaching up to him, everything's already there, and to step forward into what he's called you to. And I thank you, Lord, for the things that you've called her into. We bless those, and that they will prosper, and it will be over and over and over again. In Jesus' name.
So I have a word for Rebecca sitting right next to you. So all three of you, you guys have such amazing strength. But you earlier, you told me when I gave you a hug, you said, that's what I have. I've got a lot of clothes. God has given you a lot of spiritual gifts and so much anointing in your life. You are given so much. And I want you to start tapping into that. This is time that you are going to start tapping into what the Lord has given you. The enemy, what he has taken is just nothing, because there is so, I'm not saying loss of husband is nothing, but I'm saying there is so much more that the Lord has given you. You are a powerful, an amazing woman of God. There's so much wisdom, and there's so much more that you can tap into. And I feel like there's a synergetic effect, all three friends of you right there. And I feel like Molly, you have been so faithful, and you are like the grounding force, and you are the connector of all. But I feel like you three are just amazing, powerful women, and there is a synergetic effect that's happening, all three of you together. But God is going to begin to speak to you, say, what do you have given me that I can steward? And I feel like that you have such an amazing voice. You have a powerful voice that you can release to not only women, but men, and to even nation. You will be able to speak to the nations, and you are a powerful intercessor, and that you are a prayer warrior, because you walk in authority, and you will be able to begin to declare things, and you will see things happen.
So the lady sitting behind Rebecca, next to Stephen. Hello, lovely. What's your name? Tamara? Tammy. Okay, awesome. Hey, Tammy. So I saw the stripes on your jacket, and it reminded me of a race course. And I saw you kind of walking, like, you know, chilling, but then you wanted to run. And then all of a sudden, I saw you running. But as you ran, you got faster and faster, and the faster you got, the bigger your smile got. And so I felt like you were receiving your joy and getting it as you were going and running the course. So I just declare that as you run that course with the Father, that your joy is back. Right now, I declare that you're going from walking to running right now in the name of Jesus, and that you're going to get that joy back. And the smiles, you know when it hurts to smile and it's hard to like close your mouth because you're like laughing so hard? I declare that's the kind of joy that you're receiving right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, can you tell me who we were talking to? I was in heaven right now. Oh, yes, hi. Yes, oh, yes, good. I like it. Okay, so I see real estate, which I don't know. I don't think he's talking about physical real estate. I feel he's talking about your temple getting bigger. I feel like you are adding friends, adding community, and you're getting your real estate just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're the dominion that you, everywhere you put your foot, you're advancing the kingdom. I think that's a pretty good point.
So I see Father wrapping you around and just holding you and releasing so much Father's love over you. But this season of receiving right now, mm-hmm. and receive and receive and receive all that God is giving you, the love. Don't reject any of it and receive all of it, because he's going to begin to speak to you in the night season. If you seek him, you will hear him and see him and meet with him. And I feel like he's just pouring out his love upon you continually. You would encounter him in the night season, during the day season. You will see little things and you'll begin to notice that God is putting you in the path. And even a piece of rock will speak to you if you ask him.
I see you crying out to him and feeling like there's no voice coming back. But he is speaking to you. God's speaking all the time. And so I just want to encourage you to realize that when you're crying out to him, he is speaking to you. He is taking you to a new level in that respect, that you will start to see things. Like she was saying, in the night, you're going to be having dreams and visions. You're going to recognize that the things that you've been seeing before actually are God speaking to you as you're walking down that path, etc. And so I just thank you for the discernment and the revelation of him speaking into your life in everything that you see and do, in Jesus' name.
Jenna, you have a word?
There's a gal on the, yes, yes.
Come on.
What's your name, dear?
What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy, yeah. The glow of Holy Spirit is all over you, and wherever you go, you're a lighthouse. And your arms are stretching out to embrace so many people, and it's the love of God that's coming through your heart. And I prophesy that you will be increased upon that love. That love is not a natural love. It's a supernatural love. You rest in it. You rest in it. It flows through you. It flows more and more through you.
Kathy, I don't know if you already have it or if it's coming now, but there's a hunger for the word in you. There's a hunger for more of the knowledge of Christ, more of the knowledge of God and the Father heart of God in you. And my sister's name is Catherine. She's spelled with a C. Is yours with a C? Okay. She spends so much time in the word, and it really resonates with what God wants to do with you. He wants quiet time in the morning with you and the Bible. So that's what I'm seeing.
Melissa?
Okay, are you a nurse? Okay, I'm seeing nurse over you. So I feel like you are like someone that takes care of people. You take care of a lot of people, but I also see that he's rolling the red carpet out for you. And it's lined with diamonds and gold, and he's so, so proud of you. And this upcoming season is going to be a season that you can't even believe that you're stepping into. Every dream, declaration, and declaring that you do, he's bringing it to you. He's bringing it to you.
So I saw, Kathy, the stripes on your jacket, and it made me think, even though it doesn't really look like it, zebra stripes immediately I thought of. And I felt like you have the camouflage on. You have that supernatural camouflage. I feel like when the enemy is after you, you can just kneel down for a second and camouflage right in, and he'll pass right that might be lingering to go into those dark places, to go into those scary places, because you're protected. you're 100% protected because you have that supernatural camouflage on that you can go into that jungle, you can go into that wilderness, and even though the lion's prowling, you're safe. And so I just declare that over you.
The name Catherine actually means pure one. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it means pure one. I hear the Lord saying that you're pure-hearted. So she's one of my pure ones. But I also then heard Catherine the Great. And so I actually believe that the Lord is calling you into a season of greater things and asking him for the greater things. And I believe one of the greater things is to know his voice better. I believe that you actually carry a prophetic gifting. You hear the Father's heart. You know his voice and you're obedient. And your obedience is because of your measure of love for God. And you are a sold out one. And so I believe the greater things have come and the greater things are coming to you because that is what you have contended for. And that red carpet was dead on.
Yeah,
I felt that too.
Yeah, that was heavy.
So even before Erica started talking about, you know, putting camouflage, I saw you having an armor. And God is teaching you how to spiritual warfare in the spirit realm. And by putting on the full armor of God, and God is giving you the boldness. So I am just confirming what Erica was saying because I already felt it and I was about to say it. So I'm confirming that. And you have such an amazing voice that you can speak forth. But by learning to spiritual warfare, so you can learn all about that if you don't know how to do it already. But I feel like you already do. So just I speak blessings over you. Rise up, woman of God.
Okay, I'm a little nervous about this one, so Cindy, let me know. Okay, Mr. Nate, as soon as you walked in, I recognized you because you look like a friend that I used to have, Eric. And I say used to have because he commits suicide. And so his past, he had a dad that physically and verbally abused him. He had bipolar, and I knew it was just the demons. And he had a lovely wife and child. She was pregnant, actually, and he committed suicide because he didn't think he was worthy. And so I really feel the Father saying, not another son. You are worthy. Doesn't matter who didn't love you here on this earth, because he loves you. And he calls you worthy. And he's saying, not another son is going this way. He sees you, and he's there for you. And I just can't lay hands. I just break off right now in the name of Jesus. Any lie the enemy has ever told him, any weapon the enemy has thrown at him, I just break it off in the name of Jesus. I say, not this one, Lord. This one is being saved right now in the name of Jesus. We protect him. We cover him right now, Father. Have your way. Have your way right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare any thoughts that are running through his head that are not his be broken right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that only your thoughts run through his head, Lord. I declare a renewing of his mind in the name of Jesus. I declare right now a flushing away of all things that the enemy's ever put there in his mind and heart. And it be brand new, a kingdom mind right now in the name of Jesus. Let him know how worthy he is and how loved he is right now in the name of Jesus.
Nate, the Holy Spirit led us to you on Friday for a reason, because he has great things in store for you. You are an evangelist of your age. You are a teller of truth amongst your friends, and he wants to use you. He wants to put you in the pulpit and light you on fire so everybody can see you and see him through you. So I pray that Father's blessing over you in Jesus' name.
Nate, right now you're surrounded by two men, and I feel like that's physically you're surrounded by two men, but spiritually God is going to surround you with a mighty man of God who's going to show you and teach you and mentor you and guide you. So don't be scared about the word, you know, being on the pulpit, stuff like that. That's for later. Yes, but God is going to teach you everything you need to know and equip you in every way. and that you will be surrounded. So discernment, I just declare you will have discernment to know who you need to align yourself with, who you need to be around, and whose word that you need to receive, and where to go, how to go. Just like the God who led you to meet with Christopher, he's going to lead you continually. And therefore, your steps are ordered.
All right, Nate, I see two things. I see, number one, I see a warrior outfit on you, armor. And I also see the robes, like a royalty robes. And so the Lord was telling me he needs you to know, number one, you found your tribe. Number two, you are a warrior for him. He has called you in a way. There are things that have happened in the past. There's darkness. And God is saying, your test is going to become a testimony to many. And the thing is that you're going to walk in, not where you were before, but you're going to walk in with the robes of righteousness. And that when you walk in and you speak to those people, they're going to say, whoa, wait a minute. This is not the same Nate that I knew before. And your very presence as a warrior of God and in the robes of righteousness is going to change many. So I just thank you, Lord. We just bring that forward in the name of Jesus. I thank you. You are preparing him and gifting him with the things that he needs to walk forward, to make changes in people's lives, taking his test to become the testimony. In Jesus' name.
Do you like cherries? Okay. it's exactly what I saw, actually. I don't know why he's showing me this, but he showed me a bowl of cherries like you would order extra bowls of cherries in a Shirley Temple. So I don't know if, do you actually do that? Okay. So, but you know, those cherries are like, I mean, they're okay. You know, they're a little sweet and sugary, but like, you know, and they're already pitted, which is nice and stuff, but you want the extra, right? Like the cherry on top. Okay. So God's giving you the cherry on top. He's giving you the extra in this season. And he also said, cause I like real cherries. I like the real stuff, but the pits don't bother me. Cause like you just spit the pit out and you enjoy the cherry. And he says, that's going to be your life. You're going to chew the cherries. You're going to enjoy life. And you're just going to spit the pits out. Cause they're not going to be the things that stumble over. You're not going to choke on them. They're nothing. You don't even think about the pits when you eat the cherries. You eat the cherries and you spit the pit out. And that's the mindset renewal that he's doing in you right now. And so we thank you in Jesus' name.
New word.
Hello. You in the front row? What's your name?
Laura.
Laura. Okay. So I saw during worship God hand you a box, and I see this all the time, so I always like knowing what's in the box. And he said that it was the gift of discernment of spirits, and that he can't wait to see you step into that, and he's just reminding you that he's right there, so if you have any questions or concerns, he's ready to answer.
Yes. I would like to add, Laura, I want to add Sierra, and I want to add Annie to this, okay? So I don't know where Annie is. Okay, there she is. Okay, I'm gonna prophesy over all three of you at the same time. So basically, guys, get ready. I keep seeing Star Trek. So I feel like God wants me to say to you, we are going to go, me too, are going to go where no man has gone before, okay? And we're going to be filling, this is what I'm seeing. We're going to be pulling up trebles, you know, those little furry things that are animals. We're going to be pulling them up from hell, and we're going to make them beautiful sons and daughters of the Most High God with God. So you three, I think we found our tribe. I'm just going to say that. Like, we're working together. We're not working apart.
Yeah, that's good.
New words? Do you have any words?
So this word is for Caleb. So Caleb, I just feel like the Lord is saying that you're an entrepreneur and that you have favor of God and you're going to be an amazing businessman. I don't know if you have desire to do that, and you're going to have lots of money. And he's going to teach you how to manage and all the resources that you're a very wise young man. And therefore, God is going to teach you the things that you don't have right now. He's going to bring people. And as you seek it out, he's going to, I feel like, you know, you're going to learn it from like TikToks or YouTubes or, you know, whatever, because you're that generation. But, you know, you have an ability to be able to receive that kind of wisdom from like, you know, just everywhere, different places. And then you will collect it and you're going to just really build kingdom entrepreneurship. And I seek entrepreneurship, kingdom entrepreneurship in you.
Yeah, I see books. I see books all around you that you are devouring knowledge, and that God is imparting wisdom to you that's even beyond what's in the books and stuff like that. You're able to fathom the books a whole lot better than even the writer meant for. So, and the thing about the wisdom that the Lord has given you is that your friends recognize that wisdom in you too. So God calls you to speak that wisdom and that truth to your friends. I told you a long time ago, you're the one that says, when the friend says, hold my beer and watch this, you go, no, that's not a good idea, you know. And I mean that about you. You definitely are a leader in your circle of friends because they respect the wisdom that the Lord has given you.
New words?
Caleb, I see you singing and dancing. And when you come into a room and you start dancing, everything that's not Jesus has to flee. That's how you do deliverance.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
The boy can sing. Okay, new words? New?
Hello, Miss Elena. So I saw Jesus putting a party hat on you, and then he put one on him, and he said, we're going to go party, and we're going to bring all of my children into this party too, because it's time to stir up some joy in the church.
Yeah. Woo! Okay. You have any words? Okay, corporate.
Okay, so help me, Jesus, to tie everything down. So Monday I had a dream that I was working, I went to a conference and some kind of meeting, and there was church, these people were supplying drinks to a military. They had a contract with the military. And then I began to search it out, and the refrigerator was, it was either unplugged or it wasn't working. And the drinks inside of the refrigerator were not cold. It was just like blah. So I took the drink and I took it to the, like a, people who are in charge, they said, hey, like, there's something wrong with this drink. It's not cold. And the guy said, there's nothing wrong. Everything's fine. And so I began to just try to train. And then all of a sudden, the people started going out, like, I guess they're delivering, and they started going out. And then these cars were consumed by this huge, gigantic bus. This bus landed on top. And this particular bus was bus for only Koreans. Okay, so I was beginning to ask the Lord, and what does this mean? And Koreans are known for prayer and intercession, and they are like praying and interceding all the time. And I don't know, it pretty much that's how it is, and that's what they are known for. So interpretation. And then the Lord began to speak to me about scripture in Revelation, book of Revelation, chapter 3, about Laodicea. And he says, I know all things you do, that you are neither hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other. And but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich. I have everything I want. I don't need a thing. And you don't realize that you're wretched and miserable and poor and naked and blind. So I advise you to buy gold from me, gold that has been purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Also buy white garments from me, so you will not be ashamed by your nakedness, ointment for your eyes, so that you will be able to see. I correct and discipline everyone I see. So be diligent and turn from your indifference. So just because you can't, I mean, this is not really a rebuke. You know, I'm preaching to the choir. You're here. but people who are indifferent. Like, I have God in my bag, and I have all the riches in my bag, and all of those things. But the answer was to be consumed by fire of prayer and intercession. And then they were, so I was following this car, you know, the bus. Like, I don't know how I was following. I think I was running. I don't think I was driving. I was following. Somehow I was there. And then, boom, I saw them freed. And then they were just doing their thing, like, you know, freely. So I feel like this is time. Like, if you have anything, you start praying. Praying for our nation. Pray for neighbor. Pray for pesky sister or brother. Pray for everyone. In that place, you will meet God, and God is going to teach you how to pray, because all prayer is coming in agreement with what God is saying. God, what are you saying about this? And God will teach you scriptures or something. And so I just pray, feel like this is call for, you know, prayer and intercession and intimacy with the Lord. I'm not talking about formal prayer, but I'm talking about really knowing the heart of God, and that we would come out of that indifference. Like, I'm not going to go into teaching, but my heart is that people will be passionate about people who are dying, right? Because if you see, like, all these things that are in the world, we have been taught as this nation, I didn't grow up like that, this nation, not to speak about things and to stay away from things and shy away from it and not say anything at all. But I'm not saying to say stupid things on social media, but I am saying have conversation with the Lord. So this is time to go before the Lord and intercede and cry out and be hot or cold, like as in refreshing, so that we may present ourselves as hot or cold, not lukewarm to the world, for the world to see us as Christians. We are the burning ones and bringing refreshing water to the people who are dying out there.
I have a background with teaching, so I'll try not to go there, okay? Today during worship, I was worshiping, and the Lord told me to look out across the body, and I started seeing gold. I saw angels, and then I saw gold start shooting down over individuals, and that comes along with understanding, as she was speaking about, and she was speaking about contending. It's all there. He is here. He is ready. He is ready to pour it out. We just need to be able to receive. It was so powerful. And so I just encourage you, during worship, reaching out and just receiving everything he has for you. And I just speak blessing over every one of you in Jesus' name.
And that confirming word was, it was the gold of worthiness. Worthiness. That's good. Javia said she saw it too. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Do what? Oh, okay. She saw rainbows too. All right. Did everybody hear that? It was worthiness. It's about worthiness, and it was hovering over. And that's what I was feeling in worship as well. I didn't see the same picture, but that's what I was feeling. Is I was feeling that some were tapping into it because they were hungry. They were tasting. They were eating. They were feeding. And then others, there was like a block. There was like you weren't just receiving it. And so that's the invitation. That was part of the invitation word. So I'm just going to pause for just a moment right now with that. God, I thank you for the testimony of 2 to 3 that will confirm a word, Father, in that corporate word right now of hungering, that you desire us to be hot or cold, refreshing. I love that reframe, God, that we're to be you to the world right now. And I thank you that you have called us to be worthy. You're the one who made us worthy. So we receive, God. We receive our identity, our value in you, Lord. You paid a heavy price, Jesus. We thank you, God. And so just right now, I just encourage you just to receive right now. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, teach us how to receive. Those that need to receive, teach us how to receive. God, I choose to believe. Help my unbelief, Lord. We We thank you, Lord. Make us hungry, Lord, for the promises of God are yes and amen. We thank you. The rainbows are promises. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The purifying is gold. We thank you, God. Help us to see ourselves the way you see us. Thank you for your love, God. We thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen? Yes. Amen. Now, I have a word really quick, and then we're going to close up here in just a moment. But if you have a business, if you own a business, or you're about to start a business, I want you to stand up. You guys can go sit down unless you have a business or want to start a business. And you got called out. You might as well stand up as an entrepreneur. Come on. You guys got to, like, step into the word when it's released. You don't have to wait, you know. Like, step into the word. If you have a business, you own a business, or you want to start one. Anybody want to start one? Anybody want to start a business? You can stand up, too. Okay. I love entrepreneurship. I love it, love it, love it, love it. Because we are visionaries, we're hungry, we're multipliers, and the things that we do are not just for us. We do them to serve other people, and love is our number one business strategy because we love our clients so well that we know that what we have to offer them will change their lives. It will help them. And so I believe that God right now is giving blueprints and strategies. It's been something I've been contending for clarity of various things. And the Lord told me a few different things, and I feel like it's not just for me, but for all of you guys too. He says, come up higher, see what I see, multiply, think bigger. But there's clarity coming because some of you need to actually pare down. So when I think big, sometimes that becomes multiplied in the sense I've got like 10 or 11 or 12 different projects, okay? And so the Lord is saying, that's great and wonderful. Let's excel at the ones I'm called you to in this season. So Lord, I ask for clarity of times and seasons as well, because we thank you that you give us vision 10 miles down the road, but Lord, we need clarity right now. So I thank you, Lord, that you're releasing clarity of vision, what to let go of and what to build, what to release, what to shift, what to change. I hear new blueprints and new strategies are coming. I feel like there's actual language that God's going to give you for sales and marketing, that they're going to be the right target audience, that your ideal audience, your ideal customer is going to start flooding your way because you have what the people need. You have what the people need. You have what the people need. I thank you, God, that you have equipped your body to multiply. You released the parable of the talents and the parable of the minas, that we are good stewards, that there is a multiplication effect that is taking place right now, an acceleration in the kingdom for wealth builders. This is not just about riches, but wealth builders. So I thank you, God, that lives and families are about to change forever. The course of generations is about to shift. That legacy is being released in the literal term, that there is an upgrade for people, that there's inheritances that will be multiplied to the children and the children's bread, that provision from heaven has come and is coming, that supernatural clarity and focus, that there will be no more building things that don't actually succeed, but the things that are being built and released will be multiplied and will be for your good, for the advancing of your kingdom, God. I thank you. We come into agreement right now with what you're saying, Lord, to bless these businesses, these business owners, the leaders who are leading even other employees. They're impacting families. And so, Lord, I thank you that stewardship is about wealth. It's about the wealth of the kingdom and about lives being changed. So we thank you, Lord, that you're dealing with our hearts, Lord. You're dealing with our hearts that we may serve your people well. And Lord, I thank you that you're telling us to come up higher, to dream bigger, to go for more. We thank you. Some of you need to raise your prices. We thank you, Jesus. because we know our value. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.